talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday, Friday, December 4th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour, and we're doing Christmas Family Feud, which we will probably do all the way through the Christmas holiday. Now, it's kind of interesting because this next category, I'm not sure if this will be easy or difficult. Now, there's only five answers, but there could be a lot of answers. It's not like the state question where we only had a possibility of 50 answers. So here we go. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. That's the question. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Does anybody know what that would be? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
A hippopotamus.
You know, hippopotamus is not on this list, but if you find somebody giving somebody
one. I think hippopotamuses would be hard to wrap, but that's just my opinion.
That's just, fruitcakes are hard to wrap. They tear the paper.
No, they're very easy.
Very difficult. Thank you.
Toodles.
All right, name a gift that's difficult to wrap. A gift that's difficult to wrap. Five answers on the board. Does anybody know what those would be? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. You know, I can't believe somebody turned the ringer on this phone back on. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bicycle?
Bicycle, number five on the list. You got it. Thank you.
All right.
Bicycles are hard to wrap. Number five on the list. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. That's what we're looking for here. A gift that's difficult to wrap. We've got a bike. That's number five. That was actually the last answer on the list. A gift that's difficult to wrap. 19 minutes on the list. Gosh, that is a loud ring. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking a car.
A car. No cars on the list.
Ooh, heavens.
I know. It'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Thank you. No car on the list. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. A bike. Number five on the list, but there are four other answers all above bike on this particular list. A gift that's difficult to wrap. That is what we're looking for. As I try to figure out why the ringer on this phone is on. You know, that drives me more than that. I don't know why people keep turning the ringer on this phone on. And now I apparently have no idea how to turn the ringer off. You know, phones are a little strange here. Now, see, I have no idea how to. Maybe I got to turn the phone on. Let's see here. Turn the phone on. Now, keep thinking, because we've got answers coming up here momentarily. But as I try to turn the ringer on this phone off, where in the world? Well, I guess we'll have to get it when we go off the air today. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Did you get the phone turned off?
No, it's driving me nuts, too.
Usually,
I don't.
Usually, if you turn them over, this is a phone that, like, sits on your desk?
Yeah, it's a cordless phone.
Oh, it's a cordless.
It is. Now, there's a menu button on here, and if I go under there, okay, I see answering device, voicemail, intercom, Bluetooth, a speed dial, settings. Now, you think it might be under there?
Might be under settings.
Okay, I see ring adjustments. Okay, maybe that's it. ringer volume. Okay, I think we're getting here. Handset. Oh, there it is. Okay, let's hope it's off now.
Okay.
Save it. Okay, I think I just saved it. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Now somebody call and let's see if this phone is turned off. That's awful. I hate hearing a ringing phone on the air. That drives me nuts. Okay. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap, and we'll find out with the next phone call, the next guess, if the ringer truly is turned off. I can see it light up, but having that ringer on will drive you nuts. I think it's turned off. Thank goodness. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a basketball?
Basketball is number one on the list. Have you ever had to wrap a basketball?
Yes.
Oh, it is difficult, isn't it?
Yes.
Rolls all around. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Basketball number one on the list. So we've got basketball at number one and bicycle at number five. Three other answers. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Does anybody know what those other three answers would be? A gift that's difficult to wrap. 740-383-9944. Now that we've got the ringer turned off on the telephone, I feel much more confident in everything we're doing. A gift that's difficult to wrap. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a puppy?
A pet. Yes, number four on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Do we wrap pets, though? Should we really be wrapping pets? Isn't that a little possibly suffocation problem there? I don't know if we'd want to wrap a pet. But I'm not one to give pets, so I guess I'm not really in trouble on that particular one. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Number one is a basketball, number four is a pet, and number five is a bicycle. But we've still got two answers left. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Does anybody know what that would be? Let's see if this is the answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
A fishing pole.
Fishing pole. Fishing pole not on the list, but a good guess. No fishing poles on the list. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. That's the question. A gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball was number one. A pet was number four. And a bicycle was number five. There are two answers left. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A gift that is difficult to wrap. 25 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Everybody wrapping for the Yuletide holiday. What are those gifts that are difficult to wrap? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Love.
Love. You know, love's not on the list, but it would be difficult to wrap. No love on this particular list. Not feeling the love. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, a pet, a bicycle. Those are the ones we have. Two answers elude us today. What are they? A gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is a gift that is difficult to wrap? Basketball, pet, and bicycle are the guesses that we have. Two answers left. Now go back to your childhood. Go back to wrapping gifts for other people. What were some gifts that were difficult to wrap? Two remain on this list. What are they? A gift that is difficult to wrap. You know, and I hope we get this because I would love to go on to the next category. Because I think that is an interesting category that has eight answers. But we've got to get through this one first. Anybody still out there? 27 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, December the 4th. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball was one. We got that one. A pet was number four. We have that one. And a bicycle was number five. We have that one. But there are two answers on this list that we don't have yet. A gift that's difficult to wrap. 740-383-9944. Has this answer got us stuck? We're stuck in the mud on this particular answer. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Now remember, you can send us Christmas cards here at the station. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Include your return address and we will send you a Christmas card back. Go ahead, caller.
How about a toy truck?
A toy truck, not on the list, but a good guess.
All right.
No toy trucks on the list. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Apparently, this is a very difficult category. Basketball is one, a pet is number four, and a bike is number five. Go ahead, caller.
A dollhouse.
No dollhouse on the list, but a good guess. No dollhouse on this particular list. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Two answers left. Now remember, we've got basketball, we've got a pet, and we've got a bicycle. What are the two answers that we do not have? A gift that is difficult to wrap. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about a sled?
No sled on the list.
Okay.
Sled does not make the list. But we want to know what gift is difficult to wrap. All right. Let's see if this is one of those difficult wrapping gifts. Go ahead, caller.
Golf clubs.
No golf clubs. Golf clubs do not make the list. A gift that is difficult to wrap. That's what we're looking for. A gift that to wrap. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Trying to think, I mean, these are fairly common things, I would think, that you would give at Christmas. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. 30 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. A gift that's difficult to wrap. The basketball, the pet, and the bicycle all are taken already, but there are two gifts here that are still difficult to wrap that remain on this list. Does anybody know what they are? A gift that is difficult to wrap. And I think we have stumped the majority of the audience on this one. Are we going to get these last two answers as we approach 31 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday? Let's see. I don't know if I want to give any clues, but I did not know this one was going to hang us up. All right, let's see. Okay, we got the bicycle. Now, the bicycle was number 5, so it was the most difficult answer to get, according to the survey. So, we've got that, though. And we've got the pet, and we've got the basketball, but there are 2 left. A gift that's difficult to wrap. Is anybody going to venture another guess? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 32 minutes past the hour. This might be the category that hangs us up for the rest of the day. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Any more guesses? You know, we have never gotten in a category where we have had to give the answer. As far as Family Feud goes, we've never gotten totally stuck. Now, with this one, apparently, we might be totally stuck. We might have slipped in to totally stuck on this particular category, because it seems like everything has dried up. All right, let's see if I can find some kind of hint here. It's the number 2 and 3 answers. 19 people said one and 14 people said the other. Does anybody know what these might be? A gift that's difficult to wrap. 34 people said basketball, 7 people said a pet, 6 people said a bicycle. Go ahead, caller.
A bottle of wine or alcohol?
It's a good guess. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
Thank you. No bottle of wine or alcohol on this particular list. Still 2 answers left. Of all the gifts that we give all Christmas long, what are 2 gifts that are hard to wrap? And as I said, these are fairly common gifts, I think. I think we would call them common gifts. I see a lot of these given year after year after year. In fact, one of these is a very common Christmas gift. The other one, I would say, is common as well. You know, a lot of both of these are bought every year, and that's probably why they're so high up on the list here. One has 19 people saying that it's the most difficult gift to wrap, and the other has 14 people saying it. So what are they? 2 more gifts that are difficult to wrap. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a television?
Not a television, but a good guess.
All righty.
Television has definitely become a very common gift over the years. Both of these, as I say, are pretty common gifts at Christmas. Now, I'll say this. They're more gifts for kids. I'll give you that hint. Both of these are probably more likely to be given to kids. Does anybody know what they would be? Gifts that are difficult to wrap. Go ahead, caller.
Fruitcake.
Oh, man. No fruitcake on the list. Thank you, though.
Okay.
I think a fruitcake would be difficult to wrap just by the sheer weight that goes along with a fruitcake. 2 more answers here. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, a pet, and a bicycle, but 2 answers left that we do not have yet. What are these 2 answers? Now, again, they're both primarily for kids, and they're very common gifts. I think I have probably gotten both of these as gifts for Christmases over the years. Go ahead, caller.
A hula hoop.
You know, that's a good guess. Hula hoop is not on the list, but that's a very good guess.
Thanks.
Hula hoop does not make the list. One year, somebody I know got a hula hoop, and I remember trying to watch them wrap that. That definitely was a project, trying to wrap the hula hoop. All right, let's see what's coming here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a tricycle?
Not a tricycle.
How about a wagon?
What was that?
A wagon.
A wagon. No wagon on the list either.
Wow, all right.
I know. No wagon, no tricycle on the list. Name a GIF that's difficult to wrap. Two answers left. Both GIFs that are given all the time. And primarily for kids is what I would say. Name a GIF that is difficult to wrap. Do we know? I hope we know at some point here. This would be a good thing. Go ahead, caller.
How about a train?
Not a train. Good guess, though. No train on the list. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Again, very common gifts. Primarily given to children. What would they be? Does anybody know? A gift that's difficult to wrap. 37 and a half minutes past the hour. We have now spent about 22 minutes on this question, which only has five answers. Go ahead, caller.
Baseball bat?
No baseball bat.
Okay.
Baseball bat does not make the list. A gift that's difficult to wrap. Two answers left, and now over 22 minutes on this one question, which again only has five answers. Now, we started off getting one of the answers right off the bat, which was a bicycle. But what are the two answers that we're not getting? Go ahead, caller.
Balloons or candies?
Good guesses, not on the list. No balloon or candy on this particular list. A gift that is difficult to wrap. That's what we're looking for. And they're the number two and three answers on this list of five. Both primarily for kids, and both very popular gifts, especially at Christmas. But you know, these gifts are probably given all throughout the year. They're always difficult to wrap. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
About skis or snowboard?
No skis or a snowboard.
About my two front teeth?
Not on the list, but a popular guess. No two front teeth. No skis or a snowboard. We're looking for gifts that are difficult to wrap. Basketball, a pet, and a bicycle are the ones we do have, but there are two left that we do not have. What are they? And I would say that both of these would probably be found in the toy department at a store. You would probably go into a toy department if you were looking for either one of these gifts. So what would it be? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. We've had a lot of good guesses. Now remember, these are both very popular gifts. Both primarily gifts for kids, although you probably could give them to adults. But you would probably find them in the toy department of the store. Now, one you might find in a different department, but there are some definitely in the toy department. No doubt about it. Go ahead, caller.
How about a swing set?
No swing set. No swing set on the list. Still two gifts that are difficult to wrap. What could it be? 41 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. 41 minutes past the hour. Still looking for these two answers. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, pet, and a bicycle have all been taken. Now, we've had these for quite a while now. But there are two guesses still left on this list of gifts that are difficult to wrap. What would they be? Does anybody know? Now, remember, take the idea that we have that it's primarily a kid's gift. They're both very popular gifts, and you can buy both of them in the toy department of a store. What would they be? A gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-383-9944. Am I going to have to go deeper on the hints here to get these last two answers? A gift that is difficult to wrap? Let's see here. Okay. I'll give you one. One of these gifts not only would be found in the toy department, but it would probably also be found in the sporting goods department. Not only in the toy department, but also in the sporting goods department. That's where this gift would be found. Go ahead, caller.
How about a teddy bear?
You know what? I'm going to give it. Stuffed animals are number three on the list. You got it. Thank you. All right, stuffed animals. Finally, we got one of them. I thought stuffed animals were a very popular gift at Christmas time. Stuffed animals on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking swimming pool?
Not a swimming pool.
Okay.
No swimming pool on the list today. All right, we've got basketball, stuffed animals, a pet, and a bicycle. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about a basketball or a baseball?
No basketball or baseball.
How about a volleyball?
No volleyball.
Oh.
Basketball was the number one answer, but we're still missing one.
Okay. Football. Football
is right. Football. Number two on the list. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that was the list. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. It was a basketball, a football, stuffed animals, a pet, and a bicycle. Those were your answers. Okay. Now, this is going to be interesting because I don't know how this one will go, but let's give it a shot here. We have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers. And we've got about 16 minutes. So let's see if we can get these. Here we go. Now, there's a lot of mothers out there listening and some fathers who could answer this. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. 7 answers. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. 740-383-9944. 16 minutes left to go here on every mom's Christmas wish list. Go ahead, caller.
Skateboard.
For mom?
No skateboard.
No skateboard. No skateboard on the list. We're looking for something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. 7 answers. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Jewelry.
Jewelry is number 7 on the list. You've got it. Thank you. All right, one of our 7 is down. Jewelry coming in at number 7. Something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's on every mom's Christmas wish list? We've got jewelry at number 7, but there are 6 other answers and 15 minutes left to go here. What is on every mom's Christmas wish list? Every mom's Christmas wish list. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. A lot of mothers out there. 14 minutes left to go. Are we going to get these other 6 answers? At this particular speed, I don't think we are. What's on every mom's Christmas wish list? What do moms want for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Jewelry clocks in at number 7, the very last answer, but there are 6 answers above it. What are they? What do mothers want for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do moms want for Christmas? And we seemingly have hit a wall again here, much like the last category. 6 answers left to go. What do moms want for Christmas? Does anybody know? 6 answers here on the list. What does mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Perfume.
Perfume. Let's see here. Perfume is not on the list, but a good guess.
No perfume on the list. What does mom want for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What does mom want for Christmas with 13 minutes left to go here? Only one answer so far. Only have jewelry. Go ahead, caller.
Their kids to behave.
That's close to one of the answers. What do you want for your kids to behave? What do you? Give me another kind of an answer for that.
I don't know. Good grades or something, school?
No, but it does have to do with kids. I'll say that.
Okay, thank you.
One of the answers does have to do with kids. Certainly does. All right. Name something that's on a mother's Christmas list. 12 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Shoes.
Shoes. Let's see here. No shoes on the list.
No shoes on this particular list. What does mom want for Christmas? 740-383-9944. What does mom want for Christmas? 6 answers left. We got one right off the bat with jewelry. Oddly enough, that was the number 7 answer. There are 6 answers above it on the list. What are they? What does mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Let's see here. No chocolate on the list.
It must be a fruitcake.
Oh, heavens no. No fruitcake.
No chocolate, no fruitcake on this particular list. What does mom want for Christmas? I feel bad for mom, because apparently we don't know what mom wants for Christmas. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
A new appliance.
A new appliance.
Yeah.
No appliances on the list.
Oh, okay.
Appliances do not make this particular list. What does mom want for Christmas? That's what we're looking for here. 6 answers left. What does mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
A phone.
No phones on the list.
No phones on this particular list. We're looking for gifts that mom would want for Christmas. We're approaching that 10-minute mark. Go ahead, caller.
Clothing.
Let's see here. No clothing. Well, no, wait a second. Clothing, pajamas is number 6. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, clothing, pajamas clocks in at number 6. So we will go with that one. All right. What does mom want for Christmas? So we've got clothing and pajamas at number 6 and jewelry at number 7. Now, those were the last two answers. We've still got 5 to go and about 10 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
The family together.
You know what? There is one on here that has to do with the family. What would the family get together to do at the holiday?
Gift exchange.
Not a gift exchange, but there is something that has to do with the family.
Okay.
Keep thinking.
Yes, there is something on this list that has to do with the family, and there is something on this list that has to do with kids. Those are 2 separate answers that we do not have yet. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas list. Do we know? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I know what I want. I want my children to be healthy and happy.
Well, you know, absolutely. I think every mother wants that. It's not on the list, though, but there is one that has to do with kids. Thank you. We certainly do want everybody to be happy and healthy this holiday season, and I'm sure that's number one on every mother's Christmas wish list without question. All right, 51 coming up on 52 minutes past the hour here. Still five answers left. What's on every mom's Christmas wish list? What's those remaining five answers? Go ahead, caller.
For her kids and family to be home.
Not home, but again, there is one with family and there is one with kids.
Okay.
Not to be home, but there is an answer that revolves around the family and there is an answer that revolves around kids in general. And then on top of that, there are three other answers. What does mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Games.
No games on the list.
Games do not make the list. What does mom want for Christmas? Five answers left. And about 8 minutes left in the program today. What does mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
How about a new car?
Who wouldn't like a new car for Christmas, mom or dad? Not on the list, though.
All right.
Okay. No car on the list for mom or dad. What would mom like for Christmas? Five answers left. One to do with family, one to do with kids. What does mom want for Christmas? 740-383-9944. Seven answers left. Or 7 minutes left. Five answers left. Go ahead, caller.
I say the family together to eat.
Not to eat, but there is one with the family.
Not the family together to eat, but there definitely is one that has to do with the family and one that has to do with kids. What does mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
A peaceful day without kids.
What's that?
A peaceful day without kids.
Oh, a peaceful day without kids. Okay, well, to get a peaceful day without kids, what would you need to do?
Have the husband wash them.
Which is called what?
Babysitting.
Babysitting. That's number one on the list. Babysitting. You got it. Thank you.
Babysitting was the one that had to do with kids. Babysitting is number one on the list. All right. So now there's four answers left. And 6 minutes left to go. We got the one that had to do with kids. Babysitting was number one. What are the other four things mom wants for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Wants the family to go to church.
Not church, but one to do with family, still there.
Not go to church, but there is one that has to do with family. And then there are three other answers left than that. What does mom want for Christmas? 740-383-9944. What do we got coming down the pike? Go ahead, caller.
How about a family portrait?
That's it. Family portrait, number five. You got it.
All right.
Thank you.
That's the one that has to do with family, the family portrait. Now, we've only got three answers left. We got 6 minutes and three answers. We've got the one with the family and the one with the kids out of the way. We've got babysitting, family portrait, clothing, pajamas, and jewelry. But there are three answers left. What does mom want for Christmas? What does she want? Go ahead, caller.
A crock pot.
Not a crock pot.
No crock pot. What does mom want for Christmas? Three answers left on the board here. We've got babysitting, family portrait, clothing, pajamas, and jewelry, but there are three answers left. What does mom want for Christmas? 5 minutes left to go. Does anybody know the three final answers? What does mom want for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What does mom want for Christmas? As time ticks away from us here on WWGH Radio, down to the final five here. We've got babysitting, which was number one, family portrait, which was five, Clothing, pajamas, which was 6, and 7 was jewelry. What are 2, 3, and 4? Still 3 answers left. What does Mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said peace and quiet?
You know what? This is good. Okay, when you have peace and quiet, what do people tend to do?
Well, either read books, sleep, or watch TV.
Take a nap. Number
Take
2.
A nap.
Number 2 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's what Mom wants for Christmas. She wants to sleep or take a nap. That's number 2. All right, so there are only 2 answers left in 4 minutes. Are we going to get the last 2 answers in the last 4 minutes? 3 minutes. 3 minutes left to go. 2 answers left here. We've got babysitting, sleep, nap, family portrait, clothing, pajamas, and jewelry. What are the 2 answers we're missing? What does Mom want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Snow.
Not snow.
No snow. What does Mom want for Christmas? 2 answers left on the big board here, and 3 minutes left to go in the program. I feel like Howard Cosell there. What does Mom want for Christmas? 2 answers left. I want to finish this one. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple hints here because we only got 3 minutes. 1 is something I dislike, and the other is the Mom would have to go out of the house. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I was going to say a makeover.
Okay, a makeover. Now, what? Where do people usually go to get a makeover?
Well, to the beauty shop or just a pampered massage, whatever.
You know what? I'm going to give that to you. It's a spa day.
Beauty shops, I think they do several things. But, yeah, something like that to be pampered.
Yep, spa day is number 3 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's the one that has you leaving the home is a spa day, so we have that. So we got babysitting, sleep, nap, spa day, family portrait, clothing, pajamas, jewelry, 1 answer left on the list. What is it? We've got 1.5 minutes left to go and 1 answer left on the list. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Gift cards.
Gift cards, absolutely.
That was a great hint.
Well, you know, I thought it's either going to be gift cards or fruitcake. Somebody's going to go one way or the other there.
I knew as soon as you said that you disliked it.
Now, just because we have a minute and a half left here. Now, is a spa day different from a make? I've never had either one of these things. So what's the difference?
Difference between a spa day and a...
You know, makeover, pedicure. I mean, is it the same thing? What is it different?
Basically the same thing.
So pretty much, so when you say a makeover, a spa, but what's the why do they call some of them spas and
A makeover is like when you go to the beauty shop and you get your hair cut or colored or permed and somebody does your makeup and you just don't look like yourself. A spa day is where you get massages and mud wraps on your face and just are a new manicure and pedicure, just pampered all day.
I think Mom would like either.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
So that is it. What does Mom want for Christmas? Babysitting was 1, sleep nap number 2, spa day number 3, gift card number 4, family portrait number 5, clothing pajamas number 6, and jewelry number 7. That's it. Now remember, I'll be back tonight with Angie Evers, 8 to 10 p.m. on this station. But for right now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Of Santa's sack and treasure house of toys, with wind-up things that Santa brings to all the little girls and boys. Mr. Jingling, how you tingling, keeper of the keys. On Hallie's 7th floor, we'll be looking for you to turn the keys.
All right.
Very nice.